AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. At the Glasgow Climate Summit, former President Barack Obama says it's a shame the world's two biggest emitters, Russia and China, are not there.
And their national plans so far reflect what appears to be a dangerous lack of urgency, a willingness to maintain the status quo.
The former president also said he's confident the Biden administration will ultimately get its $555 billion climate package through Congress. European security officials say two suspected hackers have been arrested in a global ransomware crackdown. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The arrests were part of a 17-country operation involving the U.S., something Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco appeared to foreshadow in an AP interview last week.
In the days and the weeks to come, you're going to see more arrests, more seizures.
Officials say the two suspects are accused of ransomware attacks resulting in 5,000 infections. The Justice Department's been trying to address a ransomware wave that it calls a national security and economic threat. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The NCAA is making some big changes. Most notably, it would provide Division I sports the autonomy to reshape everything from how revenue is shared to how rules are made and enforced. Stella Godwin is traveling from Germany to New York today.
I am so excited, very excited that this restriction has been lifted.
Coronavirus-related travel restrictions are now lifted from a long list of countries, including Mexico, Canada, and most of Europe. A man who was shot and wounded by Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha, Wisconsin, during a night of turbulent protest against racial injustice, has taken the stand in Rittenhouse's murder trial. Gage Grosskreutz had a pistol in his hand when he approached Rittenhouse and was shot in the arm last summer. Rittenhouse had just killed two other men. Stocks are rising in morning trading on Wall Street, continuing an upward trend. This is AP News. Distress signals made popular on TikTok helped save a girl who had been held captive in Kentucky. The 16-year-old girl was reported missing in Asheville, North Carolina. 2 days later, Deputy Gilbert Asciotto with the Laurel County Sheriff's Office in Kentucky told WHAS an alert driver called 911 on a local interstate to say he saw a girl with her hand straight up.
Then you tuck your thumb in and all four fingers over that thumb and back and forth.
The driver recognized it from TikTok as a plea for help from domestic violence. The caller followed the car and stayed with it until police got there.
The victim vehicle got off at exit 41. Our guys were waiting at the top of the ramp.
A 61-year-old was arrested. Police say a cell phone found in the man's possession had images that allegedly portrayed a juvenile female in a sexual manner. Arciotto said the girl and the driver were acquainted, and she initially went with the man willingly, but at some point got scared. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.